Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. This is Goldie. Sorry. I'm at a public space right now, so be sure that when you ask your questions, that it's something you're okay with being in public. If not, if it's something more private, I suggest working with me one-on-one. I'm going to start taking callers right away. So, first person is from 612 area code. Oh, sorry, that's me. Okay, first one is from a 786 area code. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, this is Goldie. How can I help you?
Well, hi, Goldie. Thank you so much for taking my call. My name is Samantha, and I wanted to know if you can give me a reading on love and romance. I'm not dating anyone currently, but I would really like to know if you see a couple good guys coming in.
Okay. Okay. So the first card I'm getting is Mother Mary. Do you have any connection to her?
No, when I hear that, I think of my grandmother, though.
Okay, well, it's coming through for a reason, so I think that's just to provide you comfort, know that she's there if you want to call on her for help. And you could even ask your grandmother for help, too.
Mm-hmm.
The second card for your present says explore. So to me, that means don't fixate on getting into a relationship. Rather, just go on dates and explore what is out there. Different people. Like, you'll meet different people. And eventually you'll meet someone. But I don't really see that anytime soon as far as something long-term. But just enjoy yourself and try to live in the moment.
Okay.
The last card says release and relax. So that means basically rather than holding on to the idea of a relationship, to release that and relax. And it'll happen. It's not going to happen for a while, but it'll happen. If you keep dating, you'll meet somebody. I'm thinking in about a year.
Okay.
Don't get discouraged. It'll happen.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Have a wonderful day.
Thanks, you too. Next area code is calling from the 229 area code.
Hello, thank you for taking my call.
Hi, how can I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I was calling to see what you see in a relationship for me. Anyone that's going to confront me, you know.
Okay. So the first card I got says authority. Do you answer to a higher power?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm getting that that you need to call on your higher power, God or whoever, for assistance with this. It's always helpful to have help from the spirit world. What?
Oh, yes, that's correct. I always do.
Okay, good. Okay, and the next card says manifest. So what I'm getting is that you're not really manifesting what you want. Are you putting yourself out there or not really?
Oh, yeah. I think I'm putting myself out there a little bit too much because I'm just getting tired of, you know, asking women out and asking for a date, you know, or a phone number or comes, you know, so to speak. I mean, I'm out there.
Well, have you gotten specific on what it is that you're looking for, your intention?
Oh, yes. I'm looking for a nice, decent woman, someone, you know, that's into the Lord and someone that's trustworthy. I know what I want. I know someone honest and just have a real healthy relationship. No games, no lies, no none of that stuff. Just someone
real
peaceful.
Well, it's going to take time for that to manifest, and you just have to continue to be really clear on what your intention is and to get out there and meet people.
Right. Well, what about this woman that I work with? We spend a lot of time, like, you know, I take her places, like she called me for a ride, and I take her son, and sometimes her sister rides alone. And we work together, but we're not in a relationship or nothing. I did tell her that I was interested in her, and she didn't, it was like a shock to her. But what do you see us being in a relationship?
Okay, well, I see her being hesitant. Like, I feel that maybe she'll talk to you, but I don't really feel that that she is in the place for a relationship right now.
I mean, she has someone and haven't told me about it, or what?
I just don't think that she's, like, long-term, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
I mean,
she has some of her own unresolved issues and before she can be comfortable in a relationship. Some trust issues, I think.
Yeah. Well, she has someone already, or?
No, I'm not seeing that. I just feel like she has to kind of resolve her own issues first. That's what I'm getting.
What kind of issues she has?
Well, trust issues. That's what I picked up. Problems with trusting. Not ready for commitment.
Does my age have something to do with it? A lot to do with it?
No. No,
really?
It's not your age.
That's
well,
what
I didn't
she
pick up on that.
No.
That's what she said.
Yeah, that's what she tried to say, but I don't know. I think she trusts she want to open up. I mean, I met her parents and, you know, gave them a ride. Well, I gave her mom a ride, and we all in the car together, and the mother, she didn't say anything for us, you know. She spoke, and, you know, she didn't look at me that I don't think that she looked at me like trying to hit on her daughter or something. Do her mom like me, or?
Yeah, but not in, like, a relationship type way, you know?
No, I'm talking about, like, does she like me as a person that, you know,
yeah,
that she can trust being around her daughter?
Yeah, she likes you. But I do have a third card here for you, and you're asking a lot of questions, so I think it's important for you to ask for a sign from the angels.
Yeah.
Ask for a sign and something that will come up in your life that'll make everything clearer to you. So things make sense, but just keep your eyes peeled. In this picture, she has butterflies flying out of her hand. So I don't know if butterflies have any special meaning to you.
No, well, yeah, I like them. They're real peaceful. But butterflies are flying out of my hand or her hand?
Her hand. But, just keep your eyes peeled and notice things around you, and I think more of the answers that you're searching for will come to you.
Okay.
But
Yeah, because it's kind of weird for, I just met her son, and the day I met him, when I first went over to her house, this kid was acting like he had knew me from years. He's only 3 years old, and he was acting like he knew me, the real connection. And he sit back and he talks to me like, Melvin, you know, and he tells me everything, you know. And it's like I've been around this kid, you know, all my life, but I haven't. And she picked that up, and she told her mom about it. And I don't know. Maybe that's a sign from the kid that to let her know this is a good man you need to talk to.
Well, that's always definitely important that you have connection with the kid.
Yeah, he runs to me and talks to me like I'm his father, you know, and I'm like, wow, this is amazing.
Yeah, kids are so trusting at that age, and he's probably looking for a father figure.
Yeah, I believe that. And because I asked her, I said, do male ever, like, talk to people this way? You know, just come up. She said, no, never. Never he does that. And I'm the first one.
Well, he feels... I mean, obviously, he feels a special connection with you.
Yes.
That's
yes.
something that she will remember. But
yes.
I don't feel, I'm not feeling like she's really in a place to give you that real commitment that you're searching for.
Yeah, I understand. And I thank you for your honesty. I appreciate it. I understand. And that's great.
You're welcome.
But, yeah, and I appreciate, you know, for your time. Let me ask you all these questions. I've been trying to get in contact, you know, get to your show, but I always miss it. You run out. But I thank you for that. I've been trying to get on to your show, but, you know.
I haven't been able to do it for a while. But I'm honored that you follow my show, because I don't get too many followers, but I'm honored, and I thank you for that.
Yeah,
and
I follow
if you ever, if you ever need like a one-on-one session, I can actually give you one for free for your first session, and and like so you can open up more and ask all the questions you want.
Oh, that'd be great.
So,
I mean, could you say my number and call me?
1 second, let me.
Okay. Yeah. Man, I love you. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
That is so, honestly. Wow.
Thank you. You're calling from the 229.
Yes.
I got it.
516?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I got it. Don't say it out loud.
No, ma'am.
Okay, and what was your name again?
My name is Melvin. I'm in Georgia. Where are you from?
I live in Minnesota.
Oh, okay. Okay. Minnesota, it's here, it's like 6:17. We have the same time zone?
Yeah. Nope. It's 5:16 here.
What time is
so,
it there?
5:16 p.m.
Okay. I'm an hour off. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I am going to have to let you go, but I will be in touch with you. I'll call you after the show and we can schedule a time.
Okay.
But I am going to just put you on to listen right now, and I have another caller to take.
Okay. Thank you so much. Yeah.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling in.
Okay, thank you. Have a blessed day. Thank you.
Thank you. Too. 412 area code. Hello? This is Goldie.
Hi,
how can I help you?
Hi, how are you?
How can I help you? Oh, I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I just wanted to know what you're seeing coming up for my love life.
That is a popular question today. let's see. I am going to pull three cards for you.
Okay.
Maybe I'll pull four. For some reason, I feel like pulling four. One, two, three. Four. Okay. You want to know if you're going to end up in a relationship.
I just want to see where it's all headed.
Okay. Well, the first card I have says self-reflection. And to me, what that means is that is the past card, so recent past. All that is, that's just telling me that you've been reflecting on a lot of things about yourself, about relationships, about everything, really. Does that sound accurate?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that just let me know that we're on the right track here. And I'm feeling like the second card says learn something new. So I'm feeling like in the meantime, before you meet somebody, to preoccupy yourself and keep yourself busy with, like, a hobby, something new. Are you, by chance, are you a writer? Or do you like to write?
I don't really write.
No?
No.
You don't?
Mm-mm.
Well, that came up for me, so I'm feeling like that might be a good hobby for you to learn.
Everybody tells me my life, I just need a book or something, you know, and I just be like, mm-mm. Oh, no.
Yeah, well, that's probably where it's coming from then. But Okay. The third one says pray. So I've been telling a lot of people this today. Pray to your higher powers to give you guidance in this area and to lead you to the right person. And you can call on angels and archangels to assist you and lead you to that person. And the fourth card says health. And so I'm feeling that you really, in the near future here, you have to focus on your health and taking care of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Are you having any health issues?
I'm not. I don't really see any, but, you know.
Well, I have the health card here, so it's start incorporating more like fruits and vegetables into your diet.
Yeah, I have to watch what
holding
I eat.
Holding a basket of fruit here.
Yeah, I'm not. I do. I have to watch what I eat because sometimes I overdo it.
Yeah. Just keep an eye on that. I'm trying to see. Well, I am not really seeing anybody come up. I feel like there is going to be at least one person that'll come along within the next 3 to 4 months that will be a loving relationship for you, but I do not see it as being long term. Kind of like a stepping stone relationship, like where you have some life lessons to learn before you move on to somebody that you're really going to be with for a while.
Okay.
So in about like 3 to 4 months, and I see him as being somebody that's very tender-hearted and caring, very affectionate.
Mhm. Okay.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in. I'll put
you
on to listen if you want.
Okay. Yeah, but good
evening.
All right,
thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, everybody, there is only about 6 minutes left for the show. I wanted to tell you about, since I have been studying, it's called Wicca, but it's like earth-based spirituality, and to me, I always find like nature to be a place where, like, I find God and spirit. And most of you, I'm sure you all know about Halloween, but really, in the Wiccan religion, I'm not very religious, but. Anyways, there is a Sabbath called, like a festival almost, called Samhain. I think that's how you pronounce it. And this festival is for us, for people that practice this path and the craft. It is a time where you can connect October 31st, I believe, Halloween. Or is it? Yeah. Sorry. Anyways, it's time where you can connect to your ancestors and your loved ones that have passed away. It is a time when we celebrate the dead, and it turned into Halloween and costumes and candy. But really, it's a time for honoring the dead, honoring your ancestors, honoring your loved ones that have passed away. And since the veil thins at this time, it's a great time for you to, I would suggest actually studying it on Google. It's spelled Samhain, but I believe it's pronounced Samhain. I always do my own unique rituals, my own unique way of connecting the spirit. And I suggest that you do this too if you want to connect to people that have passed on. You might not hear or see anything when you're in your circle and reaching out to your ancestors and to your loved ones, but you might feel their presence there, and that can be a very comforting thing to feel your loved ones with you and to feel your family there with you, that they love you, and it's just comforting. And for me, that's how I see it. I plan on connecting with my son, Taylor, who passed away a little over a year ago, about a year and a half ago. He was 8 months old when he passed. We had to let him go because he was very sick and on a breathing machine, and he was just getting sicker and sicker. He was telling us that it was time for him to go. And so we had to let him go. But I plan on connecting with him on Halloween. I'm not going to go trick-or-treating or anything. But I do want to connect with my son. My background is very Christian, so sometimes it's hard to go there because we're taught that you don't try and communicate with the dead. The Bible says let the dead speak for themselves. So, and they tell you not to seek out mediums or psychics and all this stuff, but that's not really my path anymore. In a way it is, but not as far as religion goes. Well, ladies and gentlemen, Blog Talk is telling me on my phone that there's only 90 for the show. So I wanted to wish you all a wonderful Halloween, a wonderful Samhain, and enjoy this time and set up your own ritual, whatever works for you. Thank you. 60 seconds now. All right, well, thank you, everybody, for calling in. And for those who follow me in my show, I apologize for not being on in a while. I've been having some personal things to deal with. But I will be on again. I will try to be on again by tomorrow evening around 6 o'clock. All right, everybody, well, thank you so much. Thank you for following me and listening to my show. You take care. Bye.